Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. We sure are here on Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. All right, let's stick close to home. Milwaukee Food and City Tours, founded by Teresa Nemitz. She's the owner, and she is with us this afternoon. Teresa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
How's summer been going?
Summer's been good. We have been so busy working with so many groups. You know, we recently just had the RNC in Milwaukee. Uh-huh. So that was exciting and fun to be able to, you know, drive folks around, do tours for them. We actually worked with one of the delegations, the Houston delegation.
Oh, how fun.
All week, we drove them around to all their site visits and all their meetings. It was really cool just to kind of fall in love with Milwaukee and see it through their eyes. They were very impressed with Milwaukee. So it was a good opportunity for us.
I love that you do that. You have such pride in our city, and you take people who don't know much about it, and you show it off, and you shine it up, and you guys do such a great job.
Yeah. I mean, that for us is what we love to be able to do. We love to be able to show off the city in whatever way we need to. And that's what, when the convention groups and RNC came into Milwaukee, we were able to really talk to them about, you know, we went to the vendor fair, we talked about how we do transportation, but then also how we can do tours. So a lot of the groups coming in, they want to show off Milwaukee to their clients. So we can do a walk-in tour of the historic Third Ward if they're at a hotel down in the Third Ward, for example, stuff like that. So it was a really cool time to be able to show off Milwaukee and to be thinking about next year and the opportunities that we have as a tour operator at Milwaukee Food and City Tours.
You always get to meet so many new people. I love that about your job. I get kind of jealous about that. And it's not all people that are just from out of state, right?
Absolutely. You know, when we have people come on Milwaukee Food and City Tours, you know, we don't want to just talk to them. You know, this is not just a static history lesson where we're telling you the story. We want our guests to become part of the story and to be able to see themselves and to learn about themselves. You know, so for example, we have a Bloody Mary brunch tour. John, you've got to come out to our Bloody Mary brunch. Every Sunday morning, we do this 3-hour walking tour. It's a walking tour, but it's also with a streetcar. Uh-huh. And we go to 3 different places using the downtown streetcar to show off Milwaukee. And at each of the places we go to, we get different brunch items, so things like breakfast tacos and, ooh, my favorite is the Irish French toast with whiskey syrup.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Eggs Benedict. Yeah, I mean, so many delicious things. So we go to these 3 different restaurants, have brunch items, have these half-size Bloody Marys, and with dessert, but we're doing it on the streetcar. And we have noticed that so many times we have locals on that tour with us, and this is the first time that they have come on the streetcar. And, you know, maybe they're in the suburbs. Maybe they've been busy. They just haven't had time. And so they come on the streetcar with us, and they're really enamored by it. You know, they say, wow, this is really safe. This is clean. And they would have never thought to do it. And so for us, we want people to kind of see themselves and be a part of the story and be able to think about who they are and how they kind of fit into the story of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've never been on the streetcar, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I work downtown, but I live in the suburbs, and I'm not opposed to it. I've just never done it.
Yeah.
This is a great excuse to do it.
Exactly. So that Bloody Mary brunch tour happens every single Sunday morning, all year long, even in the wintertime. And it's nice because that hop is a nice way for us to be able to get around. And on the tour, you know, we're narrating and talking about the different neighborhoods that we're driving through on it. So it's a fun tour. And, you know, it's just a nice way for locals to be able to discover it and to kind of think about, you know, their story in Milwaukee.
I want to ask you really quickly about the woman who visited from California. This is a great story. Tell us her story.
Yeah. So we had a woman, she came to Milwaukee and she was coming, just flew into Milwaukee to start her cruise, right? You know, people sometimes think Milwaukee is just a pass-through city.
Yeah.
So she came into Milwaukee and all she knew about Milwaukee is that her great uncle was originally from Milwaukee and he used to work at a place called Bucyrus. Mm-hmm. So we happened to take her on a tour. It was called Industrial Milwaukee. On that tour, we're talking about Falk Corporation, Harley-Davidson, Miller Brewery, right? The great factories of Milwaukee. And on that tour, we go to the Bucyrus Museum. Now, if you've never been there, Bucyrus Museum is located down in South Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Really cool space. And all the staff there actually used to work for Bucyrus.
Wow.
And so we went in there on this tour with this woman. We went and talked to some of the staff. They were able to look up in the employee log, find her great uncle.
That's cool.
We're able to talk about, and here this person is, she is now part of Milwaukee history, right? right? She's telling us the story of who she is. And that's what we love to do at Milwaukee Food and City Tours.
I love that. That's such a great story. It brings it all home. Whether you're having guests in town that haven't been here, whether a couple in your neighborhood you want to get together with and do something special, class reunion, you name it, they can take care of you at Milwaukee Food and City Tours. The website is so easy. It's MilwaukeeFoodTours.com, MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. I so appreciate what you do for our city, Teresa. And it's so much fun. Teresa Nemitz is the founder of Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Aren't those some great stories? Love it when Teresa is with us. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.